Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 26th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to some of the young office bearers who won in the parliamentary and council elections last month. But first, let's start here in Washington. Climate change is the dominant concern for the Pacific Islands Forum leaders who met with U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday. While the White House focuses on other regional threats like China's increased ambitions on the high seas, Biden made millions of dollars worth of commitments that will need congressional approval. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
President Joe Biden began this year's Summit of Pacific Island Nations with an apology and an acknowledgement. First, giving his regrets for canceling a visit to Papua New Guinea in May amid domestic political drama, and then hailing U.S. diplomatic recognition of the Cook Islands and the tiny island nation of Niue. He also focused on the climate concerns identified by the 18 Pacific Island Forum nations and pledged funds for climate assistance and infrastructure.
We hear your warnings of a rising sea and what they pose an existential threat to your nations. We hear your calls for reassurance that you never, never, never will lose your statehood or membership of the UN as a result of a climate crisis.
These 18 member states have been battlegrounds of colonial conquest for centuries. The Cook Islands, for instance, are named after the intrepid Captain James Cook, the British adventurer who in the late 18th century violently conquered indigenous lands across the wide expanse of the Pacific from Australia to Canada for the crown. That's something not lost on Prime Minister Mark Brown of the Cook Islands, who emphasized the relationship his country seeks with the world superpower.
We have an opportunity here, as the Pacific Islands Forum and as the United States, to develop our partnerships for prosperity.
But there's one name none of the leaders uttered in their public comments. Analysts say that China's increased ambitions, such as its security pact with the Solomon Islands, whose leaders skipped the Washington summit, is part of the calculation for the United States' increased engagement. But not all of it.
The United States has been one of the most recalcitrant countries in the world on looking at the question of financing for climate adaptation. If you're an island in the Pacific dealing with rapidly rising sea levels and storm surges and increase in frequency of major storms, climate adaptation is the issue. It's existential. And so that's the real front lines of the conversation between the Pacific Islands and the West, especially the United States.
But those who watch that wide expanse of ocean say there is one thing the leader of the world's wealthiest nation cannot promise. Money. That's up to Congress, the elected body currently embroiled in a political standoff over funding. If members don't resolve that by month's end, the U.S. government will shut down.
The U.S. made a lot of commitments last year in its first ideas, very sensible proposals. The big challenge is that once it went up to Congress, things got snagged. And I think that's the issue that all sort of commitments that the White House makes in this or in anything else is going to face, which is making sure that Congress approves it.
These leaders will likely have a chance to discuss that among themselves when they meet again in November without Biden in the Cook Islands. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
VOA Anita Powell reporting. Now back to our main topic. Though the exact numbers are still unclear, indications are that last month's election saw more youths than ever before being elected as councillors and members of parliament. This should be good news for other young people who are now looking up to their peers to advance their cause in decision-making processes, both at the national level in the legislature and local authorities. One of the new young leaders is 25-year-old Masvingo Mayor Shanteo Chiwara of the opposition CCC. Here she is talking to our correspondent Godfrey Mutimba after being sworn into office last week.
I'm ready to accept the challenges that come with this position. I'll brace myself, deliver what we have promised the citizens and the ratepayers of Mashingo. I won't do this in Rindenga. Jiasha and animal my councillors Angozi. But I don't know to read them,
Kenny Lamar, and that's Love. On VOA 1, the hits. I'm Larry London, and we're going to give you some love for the next hour. Here's Adele's latest. This is Oh My God on VOA 1.
Of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Abasanda Kusixhuma, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight we are talking to some of the young politicians who won in the just ended elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guests. Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, CCC Senator for Matabeleland South, and Ashford Gobuliro, a ZANU-PF activist. Good evening, lady and gentlemen. And let me... Thank you so much. Let me start off by... I'm not sure who is in a noisy place there. Maybe Mamlocha or Ashford. If you can move to a quieter place, if you can. And let me start off by congratulating Senator Mlotshwa. You are now a Senator, Mamlotshwa. What are you promising to especially young people of Zimbabwe? You are a young person yourself.
Thank you very much. Good evening. I'm grateful to the people of Matsouth for entrusting me, a young person, to stand for them in the Senate of Zimbabwe. I can gladly tell you there can't be nothing for young people without the young people. There can't be anything for women without women. So I not only represent young people, I represent young people. I'm glad that not only do I represent them, but I'm an inspiration for that young person in Matobo, in Bulilima, in Siza, Eslalachane, in Plumtree, in Bedbridge, in Umzingwane, that it is possible, it can be done, that a village girl can come from being a village girl to go and represent the people. There is a lot that needs us. A lot of legislation that goes through Parliament, it does nothing for the young people, and us, the young people, need now to stand up. We are the ones who have young children at schools, and if the education system is affected, our children are affected. We are the ones who go and use the public health systems, which are almost dilapidated and unusable. And I am telling you, we are the same ones who want to buy cars and are buying cars and on roads that are not usable. So I can tell you, young people, that it's okay for us to stand up and for our voices to be heard and for your representation. I'm there to represent the young people. I'm there to represent the young women. I'm there to represent the village people. I am there to represent that village girl, that it is possible, it's doable if you keep on pushing. Thank you.
Thank you there, Mamlotshwa, and please do stay on the line. Coming to you, Koma Guburiro. We are seeing a lot of young people who were elected from the opposition, CCC. What's the situation like in ZANU-PF, in your party?
Yeah, nothing. I'm kind of not sure. I'm not sure. We see from ZANU-PF, which is far away from ZANU-PF, is a party, you know, value. My young people, both the Chikatas, even cabinet, the Kesana president, in Nangago, Lagaisa, Vanuichi, my ministers, is my deputy ministers, then it is chamber of the Sanity of Yukovo Chinatar Saluti, Chinema affiliates, anonymous, my young people, like we've got young women in business, you know, Ranana, my comrade Akia. You know, good young women, food, you know, Ranana. Now the youngest food, you know, Tarawapo, Tatunda Mavetier. Saka, very few of the Kunas Valley of my youth is signature to America Corporation, and Katar is even my empty Akamira in my youth. She numbers in Yagamira, a condense of the English Kwanisakuita, my MP in Rakawina, the likes of Wana, Comrade Tatuman Gwadi. ndinengatarisa kuti futi nekusati kwaitwa kwaelection yakunezve John Karaza anova mukuru wemayuth achimira futi wekuti mayuth vana comrade chinoma chakaire saka kuzanupiyu kunovhaliwa mayuth isingaiti because present edem nanga dzavanotaura kuti future belongs to the youth saka isusu tinotofara kuda tere zanupiyu nezviri kuita present edem nangabva kupfurikidza nekusimudzira mayuth.
Mhm, aiwa tinotenda tsadzoka kwamuri vaguvuriro and let's now go to our third guest that's the mayor of Maswingo Chantel Chiwara. Mr. Mayor, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, how are you?
We are fine, thank you, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you have a big responsibility on your shoulder. Maswingo is a very big city with a lot of challenges. What are some of the most pressing issues are you tackling right now for the people of Maswingo? I'm saying, what are some of the major issues that you are tackling currently, right away, issues that you are fixing that are affecting the city?
I think I'm having some major challenges inside. I can't hear the music.
Okay, ndati ndemapi matambudziko muri kusangana nawo mudhorobha samaya mutswa. Amuri kutarisira kunge muchigadzirisa. I think we have a connection, a problem there with Chantel Chiwara, the young mayor of Maswingo. She's 25, I think, but we will try to reconnect with her. Nize kuwe Senator Mlotswa, emathebeleleni south lakho siyazi kukhona okuhluphayo okunengi kodwa njengomuntu osakhulayo siyazi iZimbabwe ile youth policy angazi khona iyasebenza kahle kumbe kodwa each country has a youth policy kungapi lapho okusilela khona okhangelela ukuthi hayi njengoba lawo usungenele esikhundleni usungusenator uzazama ukuthi uphushe leyo policy ibe ngumthetho kube ngumthetho ukuze abasakhulayo abanye bathuthuke babe sezingene liphezulu.
Ngingatsho ukuthi kulesizungu nxa abanye bakho bengekho eduze lawe ikakhulu abantu abatsha mina ngikubona kuyisizungu kakhulu and kuyinto kuyisifiso sami ukuthi nga sonke sisebenzele ukuthi abantu abatsha bayibambe le ndima ngoba abantu abadala soze behlale bekhona. Siyakufisa lokho. Akula lizwe elinabantu abatsha kodwa bengathathi bengaparticipate in anything njengelethu because abantu abadala bayabavalela ukuthi babe lapho. Ngitsho ukuthi njengosenator Mlotswa, njengosenator weMasau, to everybody else who knows me and that I have recruited to join, that I have recruited to any movement, or just to participate with politics, kuyikuthi ngiyafisa ukuthi abantu abatsha babe khona endimeni le esihamba ngayo. So ngakho-ke ngizayenza konke ukuthi emandleni ami ngi-advocate, ngicele futhi labanye abakuzana uPF abatsha ukuthi lokho kuyimthetho asekhabantu abatsha, asiyimeleni sisonkeni. Singayimeli simeli bandla but simele abanye bethu abafisa ukuyenza into eziningi kakhulu. So kulokho kwe-youth ngiyabathembisa abantu abatsho ukuthi sabamela sibili ngempela ngempela akusona into esizayiyekela ngoba kulesizungu ngapha ngaphezulu abantu abadala bafuna ukuphatha ngendlela yabo. Nathi sile mbono yethu ngibone ngani iZimbabwe in terms of development sisemuva kakhulu ukuthi amanye ama-counterparts wethu kwamanye amazwe sebehambe izitepu ezithe gagaga at 43 kumele ngase sihambe sayafika kwelinye izinga kwelinye ibanga but sokuhambele emuva kakhulu kuyenziwa ukuthi nathi singabantu abasha sihambele emuva kulezi nto lezi. So mainly I hope to inspire and I hope ukuthi abantu abasha la bazalandela kulezo yawo and want to take part, want to participate and want to see ukuthi ikhipha.
Mhm. Siyego mnumzana guburiro. Koma guburiro nde zvipi mataura kuti mu cabinet kuna vechibigi futi mataura nezvatendai mavetera minister we technology. Tamboedza kutaura navo vamboti tuvatumire ma WhatsApp tikavabata ipapo asi havana kuzopindura. Asi se munhu wechidiki vaguburiro mune maministers echidiki mune ma MPs echidiki ndezvipi zvamuri kushuvirawo se munhu wechidiki kuona vamwe venyu vachizvigadzirisa?
Tinotenda zvamabvunza. Inini sewechidiki chandinotarisira kusimudzira nokuvandudzwa kweupenyu kwevana vechidiki kuburikidza kumayuti edu. Chatinotarisira kuona mayuti achionika achinopiwa minda, ndooneka mayuti achinopiwa migodhi nemamaini. Chatotarisira kuona mayuti achivandudza upenyu hwavo kupfurikidza needucation, kuti vawanikwe mayuti edu achiwanikwa achinovayo maprodusa kana mamachecharati zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Kuti mayuti edu asango agara achingova bhizi asawanikwa achiita zvemadrugs. Sacha tinongokurudzira maministers edu isusu kuti ngave maema vave nemind yeinnovation yekuti mayuti edu ave mainovators. Tikadaro tinenge tapedza. Saka chatinotarisira kuti ichi province tisati taenda kunational ngatingotanga ita province. Ichi province ngaive nemaprojects emayuti. Kana kuri kumasvingo province example, tinoziva kuti kumasvingo province kunorimwa nzimbe, kunoitwa zvakati, kunoitwa zvakati. Totarisa kuti isusu pamasvingo province takutarisa kuti kana masvingo province ine 5000 hectares zeland isiri occupied takutaura kuti tombopawo 3000 hectares mumayuti orima nzimbe nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Tenda kumatebhelen chita the same. Kana uchitiwa zvekeke ranging toona kuti mayuti edu apiwa spaces ita keke ranging. Tikaenda kumashonaland tinotarisa the same kuti mayuti edu kunorimwa fodya tomapa mahectares mangani kuti arimewo fodya ave okupaiti ange achiita mari. Todzoka mutaoni muHarare totarisa kuti chii chinoitwa, chinhu chatinoda kuti mayuti edu aiti toita the same. Saka chandinokukurudzira kati chatinotarisira semayuti kuti mayuti edu ngave empowered ave bhizi asiyane nemadrugs and asiyane nekuitiswa nemapolitician, but azive kuti ramangwana rakakosha madhara ava kuenda but chinta ndeyedu isusu mayuti.
Well said there, mukoma guburiro. Mamlocha waguburiro ukhulume ngendaba yomhlabathi lapho kuti abasakhulayo kabaphiwe umhlabathi balime. Kanti ukhulume njalo ngendaba yama-mines emathebeleleni south. Siyazi udaba lwabotsheketsha ludaba oluhluphayo kakhulu. Abanye bagcina sebefela emgodini lapho abaphanda khona igolide, imigodi e-dangerous kakhulu lapho abangamelanga babe khona. Ludaba oluhlupha kanganani nxa ukuground wena olubona lolu njalo ukhangelela ukuluphatha njani?
Mina ngombono wami ngibone ngani uhulumende kumele aregularize ama-small miners. Njalo aqakathekise, akubone kuqakathekile ukuthi i-safety yabo ibuya kuqala okokuqala engikubonayo. Okwesibili, mbone ngani ngiya-advocate-ela njalo ukuthi thina singabantu emathebeleland binje siyazazi ukuthi sile golide, kodwa igolide lakhona thina kungani asitholi lutho kulo singabantu bakhona. Umhlaba uphiwa lapho uphiwa khona, uthi uphiwa lapho uphiwa khona abantwana bethu, abanawa bethu bafele emgodini besebenza bengenamuntu. Siyakufisa ukuthi ngathi kuthiwa imgodi umhlaba weMathebeleland ubenefithe abantu beMathebeleland, bese kusithi umphakathi weMathebeleland uphinde ubenefithe futhi from lezo zimayini lezo esizibona lapha. Liyaphuma igolide, kuyamayinwa and siyafisa ukuthi ngathiwa thine material lati sile kuyibenefit kwethu sokutholayo ukuthi at least umhlaba lo ophuma kithi abantu abethu bengaziboni bebaleka besiya kubogoli besiya ngaphi besebenzisa umhlaba esilawo. Ukhumbule njalo baba uNkomo ukuthi thina asilali izulu eliningi. Kuthi ukuthi singelazulu eliningi asikwazi ukuthi sidepende ekulimeni ngezulu. Kuthi ukuthi uhulumende mela kubone kuqakathekile futhi akuqakathekise ukuthi kugejwe amadamu abe maningi nama-irrigation systems abe maningi ngoba ukudla kuyashota kuyasilela ema-Development. Ukukhanyezwa akusontwetha, asonto esiyijwayeleyo, asonto esiyithandayo, asonto esiyifunayo. Singabantu sifuna ukuzenzela. Nxa kungaba le ndlela yokuthi kugejwe amadamu abantu bazitholele ukudla kwabo okumele bakuthole ngoba lokho kokuholelwa kuholwa futhi isikhathi eziningi along party line. So lokho kuyinto engithinta kakhulu indaba yomhlaba. Iyangithinta ngoba sinjalo sinje sihlala singazazi ukuthi sikhona emhlabeni kumba sikho. So yindaba enye futhi engenza ukuthi ngisukume ngithi ngimela abantu bema-Tableland, especially bema-Tableland South.
Ndizokere kwamuri Mkoma Guburiro. Mataura ne nyaya ya netsa munyika nyaya yema drugs yezvinodhaka. Hurumende mungati iri kuita zvakakwana here kurwisana nedambudziko iri?
Zvingati hurumende iri kuzama by all means kuti inge ichirwisa nyaya dzemadrugs. Nekuti tikatarisa kuti kupurizeze nekupurisi vanika vanoitamo parisunga nevanhu vanoita nezvemadrugs even though tichizowanawo dzimwe nhini dzinenge dziri kupurisi dzakatemerwa nyora dzecorruption vanowanikwa vachizokuti kune vanoita zvemadrugs havaita vasunge vowanikwa vachivadhidhidza mari. Saka tinongokumbirawo ndechekuti vamatanga idipi matanga nekuporiswawo ikoko nevamwe vanoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwemutemo munyika vakawanikwa vachibata nekuvatevedzera vhizheni yemutungamiri wenyika. So tinowanika nyaya dzemadhrugs dzichinopera tisati taenda nekuporisi futi even nemusuwo mucommunity matinogara tikawanikwa tichida kugwisa nyaya yemadhrugs inowanikwa ichinopera kuti indikaona kuti panext do pangu pari kuitwa zvekutengesa madhrugs. Ndikaenda kuporisi ndikanoripota kuti ngana ari kutengesa madhrugs. Ndinofanira kutevera nyaya yendo nautiwa mapurisa auye areita atora hapana chatengeswa madhrugs. Ndikaona mwana ari mufiti akastika ndikamutora ndienda naye kuporisi kunyika sowatiwa mwana ari asungwa. Saka ndizvo zvinhu zvinenge zvichifanira kungoitika.
Thank you there Habaguburiro. Mamlocha akusivalela uhlelo ngamafitshane. Your last word to abanye abasakhulayo abafana lawe labanye nje abakhangelele kuwe njengosenator.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba uNkomo, ngibonga ukuthi ngibe kulo hlelo. Ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina siyima-Tableland sikhangelane nama-challenges amaningi kakhulu. Abalisela nokuba ne-inadequate infrastructure, limited access to the most basic things, ukuthi kwamanye amazwe eziye izinto zi-basic. So mina ngithi ilizwi lami alizwakale likhuluma okufiswa ngabantu bema-Tableland. Siyafisa ukuthi sihambe emgwaqweni elungileyo, siyafisa njalo ukuthi izibhedlela zethu zilunge, siyafisa ukuthi izikolo zilunge, siyafisa ukuthi kube lama-vocational training centers abantwana baphume, abanye basemgodini futhi Nkomo bancane kakhulu ababuyele esikolo bayefunda, kube le ndawo zokuthi igolide leli elembiwa ema-Tableland liphinde li-edwe futhi ivalwe ema-Tableland, kuvulwe amakhampani ema-Tableland ukuthi igolide leli liyencedisa kwakuvulwa amakhampani kusetshenzwe futhi kusema-Tableland.
Sinjalo
siyaziwa futhi ngokuthi ema-Tableland South ihle Nkomo. So iinkomo zethu azisebenzele kube ne-Coal Storage Commission ema-Tableland.
Siyabonga Mamlotsha, isikhathi two. Thanks to our guest Nonhlanhla Mlotsha, CCC senator for ma-Tableland South, and also thanks to Archford Guburiro, ZANU-PF activist. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tunga Milinkomo.